प्रातिभासिक जीवो जगत प्रातिभासिकम् वास्तवं मन्यते अन्यस्तु मिथ्येति व्यावहारिकः। Yeah, so in the previous shloka, he was speaking about Pratibhasika Jiva's reality status, that it exists only when it is perceived. After that, it is known as an illusion. Once you wake up from dream, you know that the Pratibhasika Jiva, as well as the world of the Pratibhasika Jiva, is an illusion. So in this shloka he speaks about merging the Pratibhasika Jiva into Vyavaharika Jiva and how it merges, and similarly in the next shloka he speaks about how Vyavaharika Jiva merges into Paramarthika Jiva and Paramarthika Jagat. Paramarthikam Jagat is not at all there, so it's only Brahman which is there, Paramarthikam. So the methodology used is, when you experience an illusion, you believe that it is real. Whereas, once you come out of the illusion, it becomes unreal. The difference, as we suggested in the last shloka, the difference between Pratibhasikam as well as Vyavaharikam is that Vyavaharikam seems to be continuous, whereas Pratibhasikam is there only when at the time of experience. You cannot experience it again. You cannot experience the same thing again, whereas Vyavaharikam seems to be continuous amidst various Pratibhasika world. So here he says, Pratibhasika Jivo Yaha Jagat Pratibhasikam. So Yaha Pratibhasika Jivo, that which is Pratibhasika Jiva, Yat Jagat Pratibhasikam. There is no yet mentioned there, but we can add there. That Jagat which is Pratibhasikam. Pratibhasika Jiva is the Jiva in the Pratibhasika Swapna world, and the Pratibhasika Jagat is the world experienced by the Pratibhasika Jiva. Jiva and Jagat both are mutually related. You cannot have one without the other. Okay. If Jiva is not there, there will be no Jagat. If Jagat is not there, Jiva will not be there. That's the case with the Pratibhasika Jiva, not with Vyavahara, not with Paramarthika Jiva. The other two Jivas, you have to have Jagat with them. Let's say you are sleeping, you are dreaming, you don't have the world, dream world, then there is no dream Jiva as well. Right? So it is like kind of relative. That itself shows that the Pratibhasika Jiva as well as Pratibhasika Jagat, which are mutually relative, is only an illusion, because it's related. There is relativity which leads to error, logical error, anyunya asrayam. One depends on the other. This is the fault that is raised against Vachaspati Mishra's concept of Jiva being the ashrayam of avidya. Avidya vishayam. Avidya has two aspects to it. Avidya has an ashrayam as well as a vishayam. Vishayam is that upon which avidya acts. That is avidya vishayam. Avidya Vishayam has to be Brahman, because there is nothing real apart from Brahman. So Avidya Vishayam is Brahman. But Avidya Ashrayam, Ashrayam means substratum of Avidya, is mentioned to be Jiva by Vachaspati Mishra. So there it is, Jiva itself is like Avachedam. It's not a reflection. So Jiva is dependent on Avidya, and avidya in turn is dependent on Jiva, because avidya is there only for the Jiva अविद्या इज नॉट देयर फॉर ब्रह्मन. तो अविद्या मेक्स इटसेल्फ एंड लाइक ब्रह्मन एज इट्स ऑब्जेक्ट. द ब्रह्मन दैट बिकम्स सब्जेक्ट टू अविद्या इज जीवा एंड नॉट निर्गुण ब्रह्मन. निर्गुण ब्रह्मन कैनॉट बी ऑब्जेक्ट टू एनीथिंग. सो इट मीन्स लाइक अविद्या इज डिपेंडेंट अविद्या आश्रयम. The substratum of avidya is jiva, and jiva itself depends on avidya. So there is anyonya ashrayam. So they get rid of that, this logical error, by saying that both are anadi, beginningless. So when you say something is anadi, then you cannot trace its origin. Therefore, such relation, relativity is possible in anadi things. Illusion, if you take the case of any illusion, it is illogical, therefore it is termed as anadi. You cannot find its beginning. So that's the case with avidya and jiva in Bhamati school. So the jiva and jagat also is similar. The jiva, pratibhasika jiva, pratibhasika jagat, as well as vyavaharika jiva and vyavaharika jagat, both are relative. So there is anyonya ashrayam. Because of that, both have to be anadi. So that's where about Vyavahara, Pratibhasika Jiva, though both are like it's relative still, it's quite very temporary. So it's momentary, therefore you cannot say that, we cannot speak about its reality at a large scale. Therefore, like in the 37th shloka, he said that Anadikalam Arabhya. Vyavaharika Jiva and Vyavaharika Jagat has started from Anadi. It has started from Anadi because like it is continuous, whereas Pratibhasikam has very limited duration even to speak much about it. It is there only when it is experienced. So there is no question of Anadi comes into picture when you have to speak much about it. That means you are experiencing it a lot. But we don't have experience of Pratibhasika Jiva and Jagat to it's limited to the 7 or 8 hours of sleep that we have. So, but both are relative as well. So Pratibhasika Jiva yaha Jagat Pratibhasikam Tat Vastavam Manyate. So that is considered to be vastavam, that is considered to be real by Pratibhasika Jiva. So the Pratibhasika Jiva considers the Pratibhasika world to be real.
Okay.
So Pratibhasika Jiva, yaha Pratibhasika Jiva, Jagat Pratibhasikam Vastavam Manyati. He considers the Jagat, the Pratibhasika Jagat, his experience to be vastavam or real. And since he considers, it's quite simple, that since he considers the jagat to be real, therefore he is also real, because he is dependent on the jagat, his status is dependent on jagat. Therefore, since he considers the jagat to be real, therefore he also considers himself to be real as well. Anyastu मिथ्येति व्यावहारिकः अन्यः तु मिथ्येति मन्यते. अन्यः तु, हु इज द अन्य, अन्य द अदर पर्सन कंसीडर्स इट टू बी मिथ्या. हु इज अन्य, व्यावहारिकः. सो व्यावहारिक जीवा कंसीडर्स द प्रातिभासिक जीवा एंड द जगत. प्रातिभासिक, नॉट प्रातिभासिक जीवा, स्पेसिफिकली स्पीकिंग प्रातिभासिक जगत टू बी अनरियल. Which means Pratibhasika Jiva also has to be unreal. So here he is speaking about the Jagat in general. So Pratibhasika Jiva considers Pratibhasika Jagat to be real, whereas Vyavaharika Jiva knows it to be an illusion. Knows it, we can consider that he is speaking about the world to be unreal, but we can add that he considers the Jiva as well as unreal. This he continues in the next shloka, extends it to Vyavaharikam. So Pratipasika Jiva and the Jagat is considered real while experiencing, whereas Vyavaharikam, Vyavaharika level, Vyavaharika Jiva considers both to be an illusion. Similar is the case with Vyavaharikam and Paramarthikam.